candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You have seen, very possibly, the video. Social media platforms were all over this yesterday. Shocking video of a parent exposing the beyond appalling assignment for her child. The parent reads an excerpt of the reading assignment, which describes a young woman coming to terms with her sexualization in explicit, graphic, and profane terms. As the parent is reading to the school board what is assigned to her child, her microphone is cut off by the administrators. Guy Nora, a Republican candidate for governor, released a statement. The overt silencing of a concerned mom by administrators who don't want to face the truth of the inappropriate and outrageous content being assigned to our kids should send a chilling feeling down the spine of every parent in Nevada. That's Guy Nora, candidate for governor. We're going to talk about this whole thing with Kevin Child, a former member of the Board of Trustees. This should scare every parent in the Clark County School District. Every parent. You want to talk about what happened in Virginia and how parents rose up? How when they discovered that they were being branded as domestic terrorists? Yeah, it's scary what's going on out there. And the only way we can fix it is to fix what's wrong. And that means wipe out the Clark County Board of Trustees. I mean, I hate to say a clean sweep, but anybody that's running should be defeated. Everybody that is running for the Clark County School Board as an incumbent needs to go. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth and repeal Sisolak mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this, then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Printing errors mar mail-in ballots in Oregon and Pennsylvania's primary elections, holding up some vote counting.
Election officials say thousands of mailed ballots will have to be hand-counted and remarked, which adds delays to some hotly contested races like the Republican primaries for Senate and governor in Pennsylvania. Lancaster County Board of Elections Chief Krista Miller.
Every ballot that we have received will be counted. There will not be a ballot out there that is not counted that is supposed to be.
She says the printer used the wrong ID code in at least 21,000 mailed ballots. Only a third were scanning properly. In Oregon's Clackamas County, about half the ballots sent to voters included a blurry barcode that can't be read by machines. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, from Brussels, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says regional security will be strengthened by Finland and Sweden joining NATO.
This is a good day at a critical moment for our security. Thank you so much for handing over the applications for Finland's and Sweden's membership in NATO. Every nation has the right to choose its own path. You have both made your choice of the thorough democratic processes.
Meanwhile, Russian President Putin demanding that the alliance stop expanding toward Russia's borders. New Mexico's governor says wildfire damage in his state will be significant. Estimates of burned homes and other structures could be as many as 1,500. Stocks finishing deeply in the red on Wall Street, led by steep drops in retailers as Target plunged after issuing a grim quarterly earnings report. The Dow was down 1,148 points, the NASDAQ off 561. More at townhall.com.
There, the rescue dog had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DynaVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DynaVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DynaVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
It's 104. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Allegiant Airlines is adding 7 new routes, including flights between Las Vegas and Provo, Utah. The Las Vegas-based air carrier says flights between Las Vegas Airport and Provo will begin in August. The new route could be a preemptive strike against a new competitor. Discount carrier Breeze Airways recently announced daily flights to and from Provo, but their flights don't begin until October. State and federal officials are investigating the outbreak of a superbug at Nevada hospitals and nursing homes. The fungus known as Candida auris has been found at local hospitals and those nursing homes. The CDC calls the fungus a serious global health threat that is often resistant to drugs used to treat it. UMC officials say they've identified a cluster of cases. The fungus can cause bloodstream infections and even death, especially in patients who have serious medical issues. The CDC says more than 1 in 3 patients die after contracting the Candida auris fungus. And it's official, internationally known illusionist David Blaine has a Las Vegas residency. We'll tackle that next hour.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heavy volumes on the Beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. Also, moderate flows on the 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor. Looks like you're averaging about 55 miles per hour right now. And lane restrictions on the 515 downtown, both directions between Main and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, when you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. And joining us now, Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee. He is a candidate for Clark County Treasurer, and he is a concerned citizen of our county. It's always good to have him on. Kevin, how you been?
Kevin, I am happy and I'm mad at the same time. And thank you for having me on your show. And hey, hi, Mom.
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? I love your mom. God love her. Let me just ask you, everybody has not seen this video, but everybody should see this video. It is a shocking video of a parent exposing the beyond appalling assignment for her child. The parent begins to read an excerpt from the reading assignment, which describes a young woman coming to terms with her sexualization in explicit, graphic, and profane terms. As the parent is reading, the school board the school board apparently assigned for the child, she had her microphone cut off by the administrators. What do you make of this? First of all, does that accurately describe what we're talking about here?
Yes, Kevin. And number one is you should never cut off a mic, especially if a parent is in front of you that probably elected you. And President Irene Cepeda is her name who cut the mic off. Guess what? If you can't take that, then get off the board, because the parents are telling the truth. This is their school district, the taxpayers' school district. And those trustees are supposed to operate it as such, so. And I guess she doesn't get that, Kevin.
No, and you know, she is one of those. I've been saying all along that if somebody is running for re-election to the school board, they should be turned out of office immediately, if not sooner. Can you talk a little bit about what you know about this curriculum and this reading assignment? Was it really as bad as people say? I have not seen the video yet. I will see it after the show.
Well, I did, and I think it's appalling to have any person in a school district because, again, Clark County School District is 51 ranked in the nation. When I left that school district, we were 38th. We were making strides to make this better. But the curriculum is a force to be reckoned with, and what's going on is they're teaching stuff that they shouldn't be teaching in the Clark County School District. And it's called equities and diversity, and some of these teachers get a bug up their rear end, and they want to teach what they want to teach. Well, guess what? Principals need to make sure that those teachers are not doing that because, again, it's against the policies and procedures, and that teachers should be held accountable. And I'm wondering what the superintendent, because the superintendent's the boss over that, and he should be ashamed. He should have let that woman or that parent talk in that school board meeting.
This is what Guy Nora, candidate for governor, said. Parents are fed up, and they have every right to be. Do you sense, and I know you keep your ear pretty close to the ground in Clark County and in CCSD, are parents mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore? And do you think this will have what I like to call the Virginia effect, what happened in Virginia where parents, they stood up?
You bring a good. There's an attorney general that's running for attorney. Her name is Segal Chadha. She has a post out there that says, "Mad yet? When I argue parents' rights in school, and she did. She filed lawsuits to get rid of the mask mandate and to open up the schools and for churches' rights. She said, CSLAC and CCSD parents have no rights in schools. They say when you drop their kids off, they're their kids. I think not. That's our taxpayers' dollars, and that's the vote of the vote who put that person in office. They need to start listening to the taxpayers. These Democrats have gone wild, and it needs to stop, Kevin. And parents should be mad as hell.
How graphic, how profane was the video?
It was pretty bad, Kevin. And yeah. Again, those trustees, if they didn't want to sit there and talk, they should have walked off. Let the microphone, because we have free speech. She's not doing anything wrong. She's not being belligerent. She's stating facts, just like in a courtroom. You state facts, and you're in a courtroom when you're in that board. And those trustees should have all heard it. One of those trustees should have stepped up. They didn't. Shame on them, Kevin.
How many of them are running for re-election?
I believe it's four of them, if I'm correct.
Do you know who they are? And I don't mean to blindside you.
Right, you've got, I believe you have Irene Cepeda. You have Danielle Ford and Linda. Oh, there's three. And Linda Cavazos. Those are the three that are up for election right now, and they need to be changed. If they haven't stepped up, and they haven't, which is a shame, and protect these children, and not change the superintendent. That superintendent should be gone. I'm really sorry. Yes, did I vote that person in? But we went through a process of elimination. And he happened to be my third pick. But again, this is wrong, and they need to step up. And I know a lot of our candidates that need to be speaking up, too. If you're running for an office, you need to be speaking against the Clark County School District. And Washoe County also. They just elected a new superintendent. They've had problems like this up in Washoe County, Kevin.
Wow. Coming up, we're going to be visiting with Jay Calhoun, better known as Coach Jay, who is running for school board in District F, and I'll ask him about this. Can I ask you, though, I know the state has some input into what goes on in our local classrooms. Can the state have anything to say about this? Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. Sorry to cut you off. I apologize. But you've got a state superintendent that should be talking about it. And she was running for the Washoe superintendent, and she didn't get it, by the way. But they need to wake up. Again, there's a lot of bad stuff going on in CCSD, a lot of problems. You've got, remember, the fights. You've got a lot of tension with the teachers. You can't hire teachers. We can't keep teachers. The teachers' union been misspending their health care. So you're finding that you're going to have teacher shortages. Then, Dr. Jara, the superintendent, he broke the law and those trustees against AB 469. That means the money follows the student. 83% of that money that's budgeted to that student has to go to that school. Well, they broke that law, Kevin. Where's the attorney general? He's not there. Aaron Ford hasn't filed. And he was part of bringing AB 469 to fruition. He's the one that helped put that together. He's nowhere to be found. I know they're trying to get through receivership with the state. That hasn't happened yet. So they've all been lawbreakers right now, and nobody wants to hold them accountable. And where is Aaron Ford at this? Nowhere to be found.
Has the parent surfaced? Do we know who the parent is?
Yes, she was on stage. She hasn't done an interview. I was watching today on Fox at 4 o'clock, and I got the video. Boy, I was like steaming. I couldn't go back to sleep. I hope parents are watching this, and I hope the local media brings this up. Because, again, this is totally wrong. Let's teach. They can't even teach math. They can't teach reading or arithmetic. They're the worst in the nation. And you're worried about, and you're teaching stuff like this. Keep that can I say, crap out of our classrooms and teach these kids how to read, write, and do arithmetic.
Let me take you in another direction, because you're running for Clark County Treasurer, and we're getting down to it. We're getting down to brass tacks here. May 28th is the start of early voting. The mail at home ballots are going to be going out here soon. We've already got the sample ballots. I got mine over the weekend. Talk a little bit about the state of your race.
Well, the thing is, there's three Republicans in my race. I'm the only candidate, even in the field, Democrat Republican, that actually ran a $2.8 billion budget, which is the second largest budget in Nevada. I care about that budget. At the Clark County School District, I asked for a forensic audit. We lost it from four. It was a 4-3 vote. But again, I get to be the person over the budget, which is about a $1.6 billion budget at the Clark County. Guess what? I don't need the county commissioners to do a audit on any one of those, the categorical budgets. So, I mean, I can actually have hands-on and make sure that your taxpayers, it's not their money, it's our money. I've been doing pretty good. I've called about almost 20,000 people. I'm on the phone every day, and you can't raise a lot of money for this race, but if, like I said, I love what I do. I'm a budget hawk. I want to be your next county treasurer. I love what, like I said, I've got some good people that I can hire that are amazing people. So I've got a plan of attack. And Kevin, really quick, is that I want to make a law, and I'm going to give it to a lawmaker. It's called a BDR, bill draft request, to one of the lawmakers. When you turn 65 in your primary home, you get your taxes slashed in half. You've already paid all your taxes. You should have a reward at the end of the tunnel after you retire. And another thing is, I want to have a slush fund, is where if a senior cannot pay their property tax, they'll never have to lose their house, Kevin. I've sold real estate for 22 years, and I've seen people lose their house because they're not paying taxes. Nobody should have to do that, because after 65, you should be able to rest and enjoy your life.
Wow. Wow. And by the way, the Dow dropped something like 1,100 points today. We may be headed in that direction, where people will be losing their houses. And, folks need relief from that.
Yeah, and you're looking at the ninth record in day that where gas prices have gone up. Inflation has gone up, Kevin. It's just not keeping pace with our seniors. I get it. My mom lives with me. I love my mom, and I'm very blessed to have her. Other seniors don't have their kids or whoever, or they're staying by themselves. They struggle. No senior should ever struggle in America. They paid their dues, Kev.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out, this Bidenflation, the fact that gas prices are through the roof, and of course, the government wants to take more and more of our money. We need maybe a Clark County treasurer who looks at things a little differently. Hey, best of luck in the campaign. We'll talk again soon, I promise. Thanks so much for your expertise.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you, and God bless all your listeners.
There you go. Candidate for Clark County Treasurer, Kevin Child, a former Clark County School Board trustee. And simply put, we need people like Kevin Child back on the Board of Trustees. I think the county treasurer is a good job. We need somebody to do it. But I really wish that Kevin had made the decision to go back on the Board of Trustees. We really need some help there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak Reed and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next Attorney General, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Guy Norris says that parents are fed up. And they have every right to be. You know what's on this video. And you know what the curriculum is. And let's find out if you're upset, if you're mad. And how should we respond? Is it a matter of protesting? Is it a matter of going to the polls and electing conservatives to the school board? And get these horrible, horrible people that are leading our school district to the bottom of the barrel. And we're there. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Okay, I've got the inside information. I know who cut the mic off of that lady that was complaining. You know who it was?
Was it Irene Zepeda?
No, it was the Disinformation Governance Board.
No, but hey, did you see today that they have paused it, they have suspended it, and
No, It's a pause. It's not an elimination. It still exists. So if you want to complain, if you want to tell the truth on a mic, it's going to get cut off.
Wow. Well, no. But can I tell you, though, Pete, I think it's only a matter of time before somebody, Seagal Chatta or someone like that, files a lawsuit against the CCSD. What they did was absolutely wrong. Would you agree with that, or do you not agree?
Oh, of course. But the people who shut that mic off feel that we need a disinformation governance.